All right, we've been doing this piece from Rav Arya Leibowitz Sefer HaKnor Lamo about carrying a weapon in shul, and this will be sort of like the swan song I'm finishing up for the whole summer here, and Rav Lerner is going to take over, is my understanding. So we said there's a prohibition against bringing a weapon into shul, and we're not talking about a place where there's pikuach nefesh, but just, you know, sometimes you want security, you want to have, maybe a concealed weapon. So the halakha is you're not supposed to bring it in. So what are the heterim? So you've got one heter is kisui sakin. If the sakin is covered over, sorry about a knife first. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says that you shouldn't be machmir unless it's a sakin megula. And the and he quotes from the Shilas and Shuvas or Letzion, who says that the same thing would apply to clay neshek, to like modern weapons, like a gun or something like that. If you cover it in a way that's not nikar, it would be permissible, and that's what Yichavah does. So one way is to have sort of a concealed weapon. All right, then he talks about soldiers who carry weapons. So he says, again, it's not just the prohibition is not just a knife, any clay zion, but he quotes from the Chashukei Chemed. It was asked, this sounds a little ghoulish to me, but they had a rope that the Nazis used to hang people, most likely Jews. And the shul hung the rope up in a sort of like secluded area in the shul, and they wrote underneath it, Harninu goyim amo ki dam avda b'yikom nakam yashiv l'tzarav, which is a pasuk from Ha'azinu, like the nations should sing the praise of his people, for he has, he will avenge the blood of his servants, he will bring retribution to his foes. So it means like they have the rope there and saying Hashem is going to bring retribution. But in the meantime, do I view that rope as like a weapon? In other words, the rope is used to kill. So is it wrong? The Chashukei Chemed was asked, am I allowed to have that rope hanging in the shul? It's not the idea. I wouldn't do anything for me, frankly. I don't think I'd want a rope hanging in the shul. But that was the question. So he says, well, that's a different question. There was a question like that. Maybe that's what you're thinking. There's a question from Shas and Shuvas Kol Mavasir where the person wanted to use it as a gardel. That's a similar question. We'll come to it. Or maybe we'll come to it. We'll see. So he answered, the Chashukei Chemed, that's Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, answered that even though this rope was used to execute people, we don't view it as a makatzer. Again, the question was, you have a knife or a klei neshek is used as a makatzer, and either the shul or tefillah is used as a marich. It's not a ru'i that the makatzer should be on the marich. He says, this we don't use as a makatzer. He says that a rope is made to hang clothes after been washed or to lift loads, and even though the Nazis used it to hang Jews, that by itself is not considered enough to be makatzer. So meaning, according to Chashukei Chemed, only something that was notzar lekatzer chayim, in other words, like created to destroy life. So he says, Lechora, the same thing you should ask for any kli barzel. The Gemara says, Galubi v'lufnei kosh baruch hu shebarzel meimit b'chol shehu v'ichat lo n'nabo torah shir. So when it comes to barzel, iron, maybe metal, it depends how we darshan this out, that we view as by definition something that like cuts life short. But other items we can attribute, at least according to Chashukei Chemed, we could say it's, you know, has other uses and things like that. Now he does mention, since you mentioned, he mentions in the footnote from Shas Chus Kol Mavaser, it's coming out from the Chashukei Chemed, he was matir to have that rope in the shul, even though it was used to execute Jews. But he quotes in the footnotes from the Shas and Shuvas Kol Mavaser that he wanted to aser. He says, in other words, there the shaila was, can the Baal Tefillah use this a rope like this, you know, as a belt or whatever during tefillah? It seems strange, like you would want to even use that. But and the Kol Mavaser wanted to say no. But anyway, so you see both ways on that. Now he says, but a soldier, now if a soldier, sometimes they have Israeli soldiers, everybody is, you know, in Israel, everybody's brother goes around with weapons. So let's see, soldiers, they go around with weapons, like, you know, you have a handkerchief, they got their rifle. He says, even though the neshek was created l'katzer chaye adam, he has a kula. Now, one idea was that it's concealed, but it's not concealed. If I got, like, you know, my rifle, it's not concealed. He says, is a makom to be mekil. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Hilchot Shabbos, that Neshek HaChayel is a Chami Malbusha, Avinu Chayel Misham Hotzah B'Shabbat. The Aruch HaShulchan is talking about presumably a Jewish soldier, and he has his armaments, and he views it, it's a really tremendous kula. He views the weapons as part of his his malbushim, like that's what he wears. That's like just like he wears his uniform, he wears his weaponry. He's got them on him. So he says it's not chayav for hotzah on Shabbos. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. What's again? All right. So he says you're not chayav for hotzah on Shabbos. So he says based on this, Rav Avadya Yosef says that even though you could argue legabe Shabbos, and it was not such a davar pashut, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's one of the malbushim, legabe dinin Shabbos, and you could tie up, maybe it's not, but he says, concerning this din, and the ikar, he says a din about bringing a weapon into shul, which itself is subject, according to Rav Avadya, machloket poskim. The Mechaber said, yesh osrim. So Rav Avadya took it that it wasn't a davar muska. So he says that everybody, we could be mekil. We could use this idea that if you're a soldier with like the weapons, you could be mekil. That's what he says. Now, all right, I'm going to wrap it up here in 2 minutes or maybe 1 minute. He's got one. He has another kula. Is if it's letzorach melechet shemayim. Again, all these things you have to speak to a poskim even when it comes up. He quotes Shas and Shubas Torah Lashma, who said that you're allowed to sharpen knives of shechita in the shul and the base medrash, because that's melechet shemayim. That's like doing God's holy work. He says, because you're mintakin the pekimot that have a tikkun gadol and kavanot sodiot b'shmot hakodesh. Like, I don't know, he's got all these deep thoughts. And also, so he says that sharpening it is not a bizu the Beit Knesset, the Beit Medrash, like shechita itself. So in other words, to shechit an animal in the shul, not. But to sharpen the sakin for bdika, he says, that's what this Torah Lishma says, okay. So that would open up like somewhat of a cool. Somebody asked me, and I didn't have a great answer for this, somebody was asking me, like a moel, moel has his knives. It brings into shul. So I didn't have a chance to look into this. I wanted to look into it a little bit more. Somebody told me that in the Breuer's community, they bedavka don't do the brisin in the shul. I don't know. That's what somebody mentioned to me. The Breuer's, they don't do that. I don't know if it's for that reason. But if you were to put together some kula, it sounds like it would work with this. Using the knife is like designated from Melechet Shemayim. That would be maybe the kula. But he quotes from the Shas and Shuvah Shevet HaKahati that even though there's no bizyon for the basic Knesset, there's an Iser to bring the knife into the shul. In other words, one thing is it something like disgraceful for the shul? That's one issue. And the other is it something ra'ui to bring into a shul? It's not disgraceful, but he wants to say that it could be problematical the other way. All right, so he says though, he wants to say it's not just a din of Mekatzer on the Ma'arich, it's also a din in Kavod of the Beit Knesset. So he wants to say that he's Mitzadeh, there's a way to understand this heter. Alright, anyway, you get the idea. The main thing is to be sensitive to the issue. If you're not aware of the issue, then you don't even know how to ask the question. And that's with knives, weapons, and shul. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chanan, Nebuchadnezzar, Sparkle, Kelfi, Chokhman, Kloch, Nemar, and that's those of the year.